Welcome to Sweetland Center for Writing podcast series, Topics in Writing. I'm T. Hetzel, and today I'll be speaking with Linda Adler-Kastner of University of California, Santa Barbara. We'll be talking about transfer in writing, from wells to wormholes, writing and thinking within and across disciplines. First, a brief bio. Linda Adler-Kastner is Dean of Undergraduate Education and Professor of Writing Studies at University of California, Santa Barbara. Linda Adler-Kastner teaches academic writing courses associated with public engagement and public discourse and graduate courses in composition theory and pedagogy. She also works with faculty across the campus and around the country on research-based teaching, learning, and assessment. And you're here in Michigan to talk with us about transfer and writing.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit. Let's start there. What does transfer in writing mean to you, and why the wells and wormholes?
Sure. So transfer of writing was really transfer of knowledge within and across contexts. So we know that people are good at doing things in particular spaces and in particular ways, and expertise is really developed when people are able to articulate how they do what they do, apply it in particular ways, and then carry their knowledge and ability to understand what to do and do across different sites. So when we think of a university education, for instance, students take classes. Those classes are in disciplines. Writing is the way that knowledge is often represented in those classes. So when students demonstrate what they have learned, it is often in writing. So characteristics of good writing most frequently demonstrate their understanding of what it means to be a good learner in those disciplines and how to represent that learning within and across within contexts. Then as students move across different classes, they need to learn how to develop a framework, and we have to help them develop a framework for carrying that knowledge and the ability to recognize what is seen as good writing and good learning from class to class so that they can adapt appropriately and inject their own knowledge and beliefs as well when they are able to do so.
And so, and you say good writing, like what is good writing?
Of course.
And then that's changing, as you said, from class to class.
Exactly.
Or whatever discipline you're heading right towards, or across disciplines.
Right, of course. Or outside of the university. I mean, good writing is not one thing. It is a thing that is defined in different contexts and situations.
And how did you become interested in this topic, in transfer?
Well, I became interested in how people think about what good writing and good literacy practices mean when I started teaching, which was in the late 80s at a college at University of Minnesota that doesn't exist anymore called General College, which was a college for students who were labeled underprepared by the university. And so...
Wow, that's through, some label.
Well, that was, yes, that's what they... That's, and they went to General College and they worked for 2 years on sort of prerequisite courses. And then they transferred into the College of Liberal Arts at Minnesota at the time. Again, General College doesn't exist anymore. But
and that's where you got your PhD as well.
At Minnesota. Yeah.
In Minnesota. Yeah.
And so through an intersection of the things that I was learning about in my PhD program and my writing, my experience in the writing classroom, I started to think, well, why is it that some people's literacies are labeled one way and some people's literacies are labeled another way when literacy itself is a very ideological construct? So we can say the same thing about writing. I mean, good writing is not a static thing. It is a thing that reflects ideologies and values of the places where it is labeled as good. And so for people to be good writers, they have to understand the entire ecologies and activity systems, those places where it is labeled good, what those values and ideologies are, in order to really participate in them and make conscious choices about whether they want to. So,
and instructors, writing teachers, need to also remember their position within all of this, like not just assuming that good writing is going to be understood, what makes good writing.
So, oh,
in across classrooms.
Of course.
So what are some things that instructors, that you think instructors in the writing classroom should be keeping in mind, maybe starting out in like first year writing courses, and then maybe we can think about it in across
sure
courses?
Well, we can always think about, you know, what is it that we are teaching students in a writing class? Well, from my perspective, we're teaching students to learn to study writing. And what does it mean to study writing? And what are the things that we know about how one can study writing? And why is it a helpful and good idea to do so? So that's what our discipline of writing studies, or composition and rhetoric, is all about. in some ways, teaching students to learn to study writing in its teaching form. So I think that's a helpful thing to know. I think another helpful thing to know is that when we work with students to learn to study writing, we're working with them to build a framework for doing so that they can carry with them, transfer across different contexts. And of course, we're also asking students to practice with writing and to think about how to build habits of writing as writers that can help them to do what they need to do in all these different contexts, whether it's in school or out of school. So, you know, the kind of basics of what we teach students to do in a writing class, draft, you know, talk about writing with other people and get input, revise, edit. Those are really good habits, but they're habits that need to be applied within a much broader framework of studying writing and thinking about how it is that we can study writing.
And you mentioned also then carrying this framework mm-hmm. into then other courses.
Yes, exactly.
And other obviously content-focused courses or disciplines.
Yes, Writing 2 is a content-focused course.
Right.
Yes.
So what is it? So what? How do we encourage them to feel like, because besides maybe stressing that these are practical skills and that you have a toolbox of writing skills mm-hmm. that does transfer and you can map it on to these other writing contexts or courses with specific genre concerns too, or conventions for their successful writing or good writing.
Sure. So I'm sorry.
How do we help encourage students know, like after the, when they're sort of on the verge of coming through this first writing course?
Sure. So when we think of what learning is, what successful learning looks like, it consists of a way of thinking about what we are doing as learners and the ability to apply the kinds of skills that we use to do those things. So we think about, as successful writers or as students as successful writers, how to analyze the expectations for writing in a place and then what to do based on that analysis. Well, that is what we do in any context. What does it mean to be, so we know, how do you study what it means to be successful in a writing class? Well, we talk about that pretty explicitly. But when students go to another class in a different discipline, their faculty members may not articulate that as explicitly as a writing instructor might. But we can teach students to study the expectations for learning in those places or ask questions about them and then think about how the kinds of skills or strategies that they've developed in a writing class can be used both to do that and to produce the kind of knowledge-making whatever that's expected there, whether it's a short answer test or even multiple choice or, you know, essay, and I have air quotes around the word essay. I would like to make clear air quotes around the idea of essay. So it's the idea that you can learn, you can study expectations for learning, and you can apply things that you have learned in a writing class and elsewhere to meet those expectations. It's also really important that we work with our faculty colleagues in order for, you know, because sometimes they don't make those expectations as explicit, but we can work with them to do so.
And what does that look like?
The kind of work that happens in the Sweetland seminar. So, yeah, of course.
You're not just saying that to be nice.
No, of course not. No, that's exactly what. I mean, it's, yeah. You know, it's thinking about when we say that, you know, good writing looks like this or good learning looks like that. Well, what does that mean exactly when we say it is this or that learning isn't what we want to see or this learning is what we want to see? What makes it that way? It's describing those things that often, as faculty experts, are very tacit. We sort of take for granted. Like, of course, people think through these very foundational concepts in my discipline. Of course they do. So, and that's where threshold concepts is so useful for thinking through this.
And one of the things you're saying, too, the Sweetland Center for Writing, where inviting, like, creating these spaces for dialogue among teachers, instructors. So that actually is then creating that space so that then they also see that their assumptions, their expertise is valued. But then there's these, I don't know, can you talk a little bit more about then the intersection with the threshold concept?
Sure. Well,
in this scenario.
Yeah. So the value, so threshold concepts for your listeners are this is going to trip off the tongue lightly, concepts critical for epistemological participation within disciplines. They're concepts that form foundational lenses that we see through and see with in any context, but let's go with disciplinary context because it's going to be easier. So in our discipline of writing studies, for instance, a really important foundational threshold concept is the idea that writing is a subject of study. And if you don't believe that writing is a subject of study, if you just think writing is a thing that people just stamp out like bang, 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 you're not going to be very successful as a student in our discipline. In the same way, a threshold concept of history is the idea that history consists of multiple and competing narratives. And for many students who are, especially entering students, that's a very hard concept because they think that there's a way to find an unbiased history that's objective. So that can be a troublesome concept, and threshold concepts are often troublesome. So we know that there are these foundational concepts, and that if we you referenced the title of this workshop that I'll do later today, From Wells to Wormholes. So if we think about a well, a W-E-L-L, well, not a whale, wells are deep. And writing is at the very top of a well. It is a thing that represents people's understandings and interactions with knowledge of a discipline. Well, at the very bottom of the well are threshold concepts. They're the things that writing, that good writing must extend from to be really good. Because really good writing demonstrates a kind of engagement with the disciplinary content. But so in order to make it possible for students to get to that, we have to really think through, well, what are those threshold concepts? And they're very hard for experts to articulate because they're so much part of our identities. We just don't think about them anymore. So, you know, why wouldn't a student know that? It's common sense. Well, nothing's common sense.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Preparing to speak with you today, it was a good check-in for me as an instructor, mm-hmm. thinking about this. So it's also interesting with this idea of the well and the terminology threshold concepts, because it almost feels like a beginning thing or a liminal idea. But then how we're defining it is that it's actually such at the beginning for when you're becoming, like, your path to becoming an expert.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas,
sure.
And then in the well, the writing is at the top.
Right.
And the more clear and engaged and deeper you're getting in the discipline, the closer you're getting to the threshold ideas.
Yeah.
So it's almost...
Right. It goes both ways.
It does.
It's an up and down well.
Yeah.
And the value of it, you asked about this, the kind of seminar that you all have, and the value of that kind of discussion is that when people only talk to people who are like them, so who are in the same disciplines or the same departments, it's all very mutually reinforcing in that filter bubbly way. But the second a faculty member from, let's say, molecular biology talks to a faculty member from classics about what they consider to be good writing, they quickly realize that there are some differences between those things.
And how illuminating then, and revealing.
Oh, absolutely. It's the starting point for a great discussion. So because then you say, oh, I mean, I did a workshop many years ago with faculty members that from many disciplines on my campus, and there were faculty members from some STEM disciplines who just kept saying, good writing is clear and concise. It's very simple. That's all it needs to be. And so the first part of the workshop, they were working in like, quote-unquote, like disciplinary groups. So faculty members from STEM disciplines were working together, and history and classics were working together, and then to try to articulate some of the characteristics associated with some outcomes. And then in the second part of the workshop, they were in unlike disciplinary groups. And so they suddenly realized that clear and concise actually had there were some more things they could say about what clear and concise meant after that. And the same for the classics folks as well.
Right.
So, yeah.
So thinking about the title of your talk today.
Yes.
What about the wormhole part?
The wormhole, isn't that such a
good love
title?
That part.
I love this
very
title.
Very catchy.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to have a t-shirt made. No, I'm joking. The wormhole part is the idea that when we work with students to learn to study expectations and frameworks for learning and writing, that they can build their own wormholes through the academy or through contexts. So... It's not a new idea.
It's exciting.
But it's a good title.
Yeah, it is a good
it's a good title for an idea.
And it could be a t-shirt, Linda.
It could be a t-shirt. You know. So yes, that's the idea. And the idea is that, you know, anytime we work with students to explicitly construct frameworks that essentially ask them to articulate their metacognitive processes and think about how they apply. We can hypothesize that it is likely going to help them do the things that we are trying to help them do, which is to do those very things. Yeah.
And is it important? It seems like it would be important to, when teaching students or talking with them, to say that these threshold concepts, these things that will also encourage transfer, they are difficult and troublesome,
mm-hmm.
like in some of
yes,
and
absolutely.
To sort of be able to say that's how it should be feeling.
Precisely. Not just threshold concepts, but learning generally.
Yes.
It isn't always easy. I was reading an interview. I teach a seminar that's much like your Sweetland seminar, and as part of my seminar, faculty interview a student, a former student from their classes, and I was reading a transcript of one of the interviews that one of my faculty colleagues had conducted, and it was about writing, this part of the discussion. And the students had written a piece that was going to be published in a place, and the faculty member said to the student, well, don't you feel like a writer now? And the student said, no, not really. And the faculty member said, well, why don't you feel like a writer? And the student said, well, it's still hard.
So no one had ever said writing is hard.
It may have, but I think it's very hard for students to understand that even when you're an expert, the thing that you are expert in is still hard.
Could be harder.
Yes. In fact, it is harder. And the research, it gets more complicated. The more you know, the more you complicate both the things that you do and the ways that you situate those things. And so part of being an expert is just knowing what it feels like to know that things are hard and having strategies to work through the hard things. So, yeah, yeah.
And sharing that with our students.
Of course, and absolutely sharing that with our students, yes. So saying up front, you know, it's complicated, you know, and not that there aren't concrete things that you will take from this class or doing this thing that will benefit you as you move into other classes and into your careers. Because I think that's very important. We do not want to devolve into it, and it's all very complicated and messy, and we can't ever come up with an answer. But saying part of what you will do is learn to navigate things that are hard, but you will also learn concrete, applicable skills and strategies that will benefit you.
And you will carry them with you.
Yeah, exactly. You will carry them with you. Precisely. Yeah.
Thank you for talking to me today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Linda.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a conversation with Linda Adler-Kastner as part of the Sweetland Center for Writing series, Topics in Writing. Until next time.
For more information about the Sweetland Center for Writing, visit us on the web at lsa.umich.edu/sweetland.